Over 500 high school seniors in the Roaring Fork Valley graduated over the weekend. Their ceremonies were unique given the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And now, as Molly Dove reports, some of these graduates worry their college plans may not unfold as they'd like.
Are you ready, class of 2020?
Graduation ceremonies up and down the Roaring Fork Valley looked a lot different than years before.
You get a diploma! You get a diploma! You get a diploma!
Some celebrations allowed graduates to get out of their cars and walk across the stage. At others, like Roaring Fork High School ceremony, graduates and their families stayed inside their cars.
Attending Colorado State University, Stephanie Revilla.
Stephanie Revilla is a first-generation high school graduate. She's happy the district put on a ceremony despite the pandemic.
Our class, throughout the valley and throughout like the nation, will all be remembered for either having a virtual or drive-through graduation. It's very meaningful.
So, the Salt High School class of 2020, you may now turn your tassels from the right side to the left in significance of earning our high school academic diplomas.
Now that graduates have their diplomas, it is time for them to enter the next chapter of their lives. And for many, that is going to college in the fall.
I'm planning on attending the University of Southern California.
And I'm going to Indiana in Greencastle at a school called DePaul.
I will be attending Colorado State University.
Many graduates committed to their future universities without seeing the campus since COVID-19 canceled their college tours.
For spring break, we were planning on going to all three schools in 1 week because I had not visited any of them.
That's Aspen High School graduate Morgan Witt. She ultimately decided to attend DePaul University in Indiana to study theater. She's nervous it may not be the right fit.
It was really hard because I had to go through a decision process without even seeing any of the schools. I've not ever seen DePaul, so I didn't really get the traditional kind of college tour experience, which was kind of a really low point.
And that's not the only uncertainty. Witt says she, like many other incoming college freshmen, may start the fall semester virtually from home. That's a concern that James Blazier, a graduate from Basalt High School, has. He will attend the University of Southern California. He says he believes the coronavirus is a real threat to public safety, but he's still crossing his fingers to have the traditional freshman year experience on campus.
Even if we all have to wear masks while going to classes or sit 6 feet apart in classes, I really want to be over there and I don't want to spend another semester in the valley.
But Blazier says if he has to start his first college semester virtually, he will.
I'm a very optimistic person, so I think it's going to turn out fine. And if it doesn't, then that's just the way it's supposed to be.
But the idea of leaving the Roaring Fork Valley during a global pandemic weighed heavy for Revilla. She considered moving to Seattle for college, but instead chose Colorado State University to be closer to family.
You never know what can happen during this pandemic, and if anything happened, I just don't know how I would be able to cope without my family. They've been my rock for my whole life.
Witt, Blazier, and Revilla say they had to roll with the punches as they ended their high school career during the COVID-19 pandemic. They say they will do the same as they start their freshman year of college. I'm Molly Dove. Aspen Public Radio News.